If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Alrighty, rocking and rolling. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. This March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. The Kentucky legend and former all-star Jamal Mashburn is teaming up with Exact Sciences and the Blue Hat Foundation to challenge people 45 and older to box out colon cancer by getting screened for the disease. And the former NBA player, Kentucky superstar, is kind enough to join us right now on CBS Sports Radio in studio. Jamal, thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
I've been doing good, man. Back in New York, you know, live in Miami, and it's a little colder up here, but I'm surviving. I got thin blood now.
Well, you're used to it. Yeah. Have you now become one of these people in Florida when I get a call from my grandmother and it's like 75 degrees that they whip out the North Face now?
100%.
Oh, okay. 100%. So you got soft.
And then, 100%. Yeah. I have no. You know what? With me, it's just living in Miami. Miami is a dynamic city. It still has enough room for growth that you can make an impact on it. I can't make an impact on New York City. New York City is going to always be what it is, but Miami's a nice place to be. But you know, I'm enjoying basketball retirement.
Yeah, well, it's not a bad life. Obviously, I can't speak for it myself, but. We were just talking right before you got on the air,
And
you also got Joe Stonecrabs in there. Yep. I know you're going
Saturday.
Yeah, you'll see my guy Bones at the door,
and
you'll get the excellent Stonecrabs and then the most underrated $12 or $14 fried chicken you'll ever get.
Yeah, I mean, it's when people think of Joe Stonecrab, they might as well sometimes put Joe's fried chicken up there because a lot of people have known for that, and it's awesome. It's very good. I mean, the service is phenomenal. Legendary spot. Been there for many moons, so... good luck if you can get a reservation. It's a worth a while table there. So
you met Rick Pitino what in the late 80s, early 90s, right?
I would say it was for me it was late 80s, mid 80s. I used to see him quite a bit at Five Star Basketball Camp when he was the Providence head coach at that particular time. So they used to have these camps up in Honesdale, New York, and they were bringing a lot of the top high school prospects in there and different things like that. About 400 kids or so, and he would do like motivational speeches and teaching clinics. And for some reason, he would always pull me out of the crowd. I used to tease him after a while, you were recruiting me back then, you know what I mean? And so we developed a relationship along with the other assistant coach, Herb Sendek. He was the primary recruiter. And then when Coach Pitino took the job at the New York Knicks, I really started to follow him there. And his style of play and everything like that. And then once he left the Knicks, he took the Kentucky job in 89, and that's when he started to recruit me heavily to go to Kentucky.
Is it surreal to you still to this day now that he's still coaching because and he's on the sideline with St. John's, and when he was in Greece and then he goes to Iona, people thought Iona was going to be his last stop, and now St. John's is supposed to be his last stop.
You know, I don't – to me, you know, Rick Pitino is the true phrase of lifer. You know, I don't see Coach Pitino doing anything else but being around a game of basketball. If Coach Pitino left coaching, I think the natural footprint for him and his age would probably be, you know, somewhere as a consultant, a management, maybe overseas or something like that, or even a commentator of the game. You know, I don't see him ever leaving the game. He still has competitive fire. He can still turn around a program. I think the landscape has changed on him a little bit, where it's pretty much become professional sports with NIL and the transfer portal. It's always been that with the money that's in college athletics. But, you know, he's a lifer. He's a teacher of the game. You know, he loves it. He goes through his ebbs and flows during the season, just like any coach. He's probably a little bit more emotional about it and outwardly emotional.
But it worked a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he threw
the entire team under the bus, and then it's like, oh, that lit a fire under their ass, and they start playing better.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different time and a different age when, you know, things like that during my era playing with him, that was pretty common.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons why he wanted to recruit three New York City kids to go to Kentucky, because he only had three scholarships. I was the only one that accepted to go at that particular time. Was he wanted kids that could listen to the message and not the tone, you know? And New York City kids during that time, I can care less if you curse at me or scream at me. Yeah. What are we doing?
You know, tell me ball? Another day that ends in Y.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I get cursed and screamed at walking down the street. No problem, you know, so it's all good.
Talking to Jamal Mashburn right now, looking back at your Final Four run,
mm-hmm.
with March Madness coming up in a few weeks, what's still to this day, when you think of those memories in March, that just still stand out to you?
Well, I can't run away from it. If I tried, it would be the Duke-Kentucky game and Christian Leighton hitting the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the Elite Eight in 92. And then also my experience in the Final Four playing against the Fab Five.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Webber and Jalen Rose and all those guys. Two different scenarios. 1992 for the University of Kentucky squad, we were coming off of probation. Nobody expected a lot of out of us. It was almost like the David and Goliath story facing Duke at that time. Christian Leighton, to me, is probably one of the best college players of all time based upon his accolades and his impact on the game. And then you fast forward to 1993 and facing the Fab Five, a cultural phenomenon, you know, and what they meant to this game of college basketball. They might have been the true NIL group, you know, when you think about it, all the things that they've kind of ushered in, meaning the baggy shorts, the lifestyle, different things like that. So it was a... We just didn't have enough to get past the combination of Duke and all that they had to offer. But to me, there was a winner and a loser, but Kentucky actually won, in my opinion, because you were back on the map. And then getting to the Final Four in New Orleans, you know, I wound up being a New Orleans Pelican at one point. You know what I mean? So that's a full circle moment. But for me, that's the purity of the game, at least from a player standpoint. Take all the money, the sponsorships, and all those different things out. It's one and you're done. It's like a pickup game, you know, in the streets of New York City or wherever you play at, you know, somebody got to call next and you might not be the person that would be continuing to play. So that's what I love about March Madness and the college basketball experience. It's show up and you might have your off night and you might lose and go home, or you might be a 16 or whatever seed, 11 seed or whatever it is, and you can make it to the Final Four.
You know, I never thought about it until the way that you were just looking back at your matchup against the Fab Five. Everyone then remembers the championship game with Weber and the timeout.
North Carolina. Yeah.
So you lose the round before, obviously, in the Final Four, the semifinals. Do you remember watching that national championship game at all? Like, you guys weren't still there, right?
Yeah, we stayed.
Oh, you stayed. Okay.
Yeah, we stayed. So I think the championship game was on a Monday, and we lost on a Saturday, I think it was. Yeah. And Coach Pitino was just like, hey, you know, you're in New Orleans. Go hang out. We're going to stay to after this. I think we flew out that Tuesday morning. And that Tuesday morning actually is when I had my meetings with the four agents and four business managers that Coach Pitino has set up. And that was the process that we talked about before my junior year started. But we stayed. Coach Pitino was he was a big part of yeah, it's basketball, but also you guys are college kids. You got to enjoy the experience, you know. And that's what he let us have and have that opportunity. And also we had other people who were freshmen that probably need to see that experience. They didn't play a lot. I think one player played a lot, not a lot, but it was Tony Delk and also Roderick Rhodes. But it was one of those things where he was trying to show them, you know, what the experience can be like by experiencing the whole Final Four rather than just the piece you were in.
Talking to Jamal Mashburn, who joins us in studio right now. When you get to the current day Wildcats, we know John Calipari has been there a long time. First few years in, he won a national championship. When you're at a school like Kentucky, you win one, it's okay. When are you going to get the next one? How do you look at so far the long tenure of John Calipari?
You know, I think it's kind of like the evolution of adding social media into the mix, people having a voice that are part of the fan base that gets louder and louder when they don't think you have achieved what they think they are entitled to have, and that's championships. But the competitive landscape of college basketball has changed. Even if you look at it before NIL and the transfer portal, you know, who he recruited were one-and-done kids, mm-hmm. you know, the top of the class and everything like that. So his roster turned over every year, and I don't think people realize how difficult that is to have continued success and get a new group every year in there and have to restart it. Back before then, you know, kids stayed 3 to 4 years. And you also had kids in there that were probably not pros, but they were very impactful glue guys that did a lot on the college level. One of my good friends who I play with the Gauchos with here in New York City, Orlando Antigua, he's the assistant coach there. So me and him stay in contact quite a bit. And, you know, it's a pressure cooker down there. It's not everybody's built for Kentucky basketball. You know, I've seen a lot of kids, and even when I played in my time there, that transferred. They were from Kentucky. They just couldn't handle the pressure of it. But I think John Calipari, in my opinion, has been a success. I kind of racked my brain. You know, we had Tubby Smith after who coached me and helped recruit me as well. Then Billy Gillespie. Who else could step foot into that program and consume everything that needs to be consumed that goes around just beyond coaching? You know, there are very few guys that can step in there and have success. I mean, I don't even know if a guy like Roy Williams could have had success there.
Interesting.
That's a different personality. Coach Pitino, when he got there, he had that New York charm with him, or you want to call it New York BS with him, you know, that he can navigate the politics of different things, bring people closer, but also keep other people away from his players so that we didn't get in trouble as far as, you know, extracurricular stuff. But there's not very many guys that
Coach K, Tom Izzo.
I don't even know if Coach K.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't. Coach K, he embraced the one and done late in his career. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know if he had the capacity to do it. I think you need to have a little bit of salesmanship with you. You know who I think could do it? Probably Bruce Pearl. Bruce Pearl at Auburn. You know, I got to know him a little bit.
I like him a lot. He comes on the show a bunch.
Yeah, he has a personality for it. He's engaging in different things like that. So there's only a few that I can see in my mind that can actually sit at the center of that job and have success and longevity.
So safe to say you're not at a point now where it's like, oh, we got to get – I like Calipari, yeah. To be clear. But a lot of – some people in the fan base, even though what the contract is, yeah. They're like, oh, you got to get him out of Kentucky.
Yeah, I think, you know, grass is not always greener. You know what I mean? And then also, too, you know, it's the landscape has changed on how you get players nowadays. You know, it's come down to the Power Five. I think football has made an impact on that part of it as far as basketball is concerned, the different conference alignment. A lot of factors. You know, I would say Kentucky basketball is probably the closest thing to a professional basketball franchise where your coach has to be a CEO, you know. Other coaches and other programs can just be managers of talent or manage the program, but it's a collective. That's all of Kentucky that supports it. You know, Louisville's out of the question right now. But,
I
don't
want to kick them while they're down. Eventually.
I don't want to kick them while they're down. You know what I mean? Because Kenny Payne was at once a, you know, even though I played against when he's at Louisville, he did coach the University of Kentucky.
I know you guys. You like to beat the crap out of Louisville.
You know, it's a lot of pressure in that state. It's a lot of pressure. You're the main thing. You're the main thing.
Did that pain you when Pitino was coaching at Louisville?
Nah, you know, me and Coach Pitino, one thing about us was we had a relationship beyond Kentucky basketball. And he approached me when I was a young kid and always approached me in the way that he valued my ability, physical ability, but also he valued my mind as well. And on the basketball side. So me and him had an open dialogue and conversation in a way I've always looked at. Once you become a pro and he went to the Boston Celtics, I didn't think he should have been the president of the Boston Celtics. He should have just kept the head coaching job and let somebody else handle the personnel. But I understand why he did it. You know, he wanted control. I just think that, you know, me and him, once I became a pro, I understood the business college basketball.
Different when you're in college, a little bit more naive.
You're a little bit more naive. You're a little bit more emotional. You're probably more attached to the institution and the program and different things
like
that.
The rah-rah of everything.
Yeah, but once you've seen professional sports and been traded a couple times, it becomes a lot different.
Absolutely. Wrap it up with Jamal Mashburn. Do you like the NBA today?
You know, I get that question a lot. Yes. I think there probably needs to be a little bit more of tweaks. I think the analytics have impacted the game to the point where guys are looking at evaluating using analytics and not necessarily valuing other aspects of the game. For example, I watch guys run for threes. Fine. That's cool. We did that in college. That's not a problem. But to me, is the when people talk about the lack of value for the mid-range game, to me, that's where you create space. You know, it's difficult to guard at the three-point line because you have opportunities. But just from three to rim, there's still a middle game that is required to win in the playoffs. You know, NBA players can take away the perimeter. They have a shot block at the rim. Sometimes the best offense is the most open shot, and that's the mid-range 15 to 17 to 18 footer, which I don't think they value as much. But as a true basketball player, you know, you have to have all three levels, in my opinion, to be an effective player and have that skill set. I like the game. I think the skill set of the players reminds me of when myself, Grant Hill, Rodney Rogers, Penny Hardaway, the guys that weren't, Penny was a point guard, but the point forward. I think that ushered in what we're seeing today. And I think what's been eliminated, if you take a look at it, Chris Paul is the last remaining true point guard. Now the point guard has to be a combo guard because you have your big that can initiate offense, non-traditional centers.
Closer to a two than a one.
Correct. You know, so you have to be able to shoot, dribble, and pass and have an IQ for it and also be able to defend your spot. And I think sometimes people get confused, what does defend your spot actually mean? You're not going to guard an NBA player one-on-one. You're just not going to do it. It's being able to just contain them and contest. But I like where it's at. I'm a season ticket holder with the Miami Heat, you know, chat with Pat Riley quite a bit. But I go to the games, it's entertainment. You know, the Heat have done really, really well, getting to two finals appearances and different things like that. So I like where it's at, but I do think they need to probably usher in some more rules that allow the defense to be a little more physical.
My problem is the commissioner has basically created a culture where, like, the regular season feels irrelevant. And now with this play-in tournament, which has only been successful because you had guys like Stephen LeBron in it. Mm-hmm. When you have big-name stars, people are going to go watch that. Mm-hmm. But in the regular season, I understand load management and stuff like that is going to happen. And when you're the Raptors and you win and Kawhi sits out 22 games, no one remembers the regular mm-hmm. season.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of times now where I just think people don't care about the regular season anymore.
You know,
and that's a problem as a sports fan.
Yeah, I can see that. And, you know, the narrative, I think, shifted. It's almost like...
Like this in-season tournament I thought was a disgrace.
You know, I thought it was a success because it was the inaugural one.
Okay.
I'm curious to see what it looks like in year 4 and 5. How do people take it? How does it transpire? I don't know if the neutral site in Vegas was the right fit.
I think it'll be more of a thing than the thing.
Correct. I agree with you on that part of it. And also the celebration of the of the in-season tournament. That's kind of weird. Kind of weird, you know. But I do think that, you know, you're correct in saying that I think a lot of the stuff has been born or burdened on the player. Load management wasn't created by the player. It's created by the organization. If you ask any owner if he wants his superstar to play in an all-star game, he'll say no. Probably won't say no publicly, but privately he mm-hmm. doesn't want his asset to get hurt. So I think that ultimately 82 games is a lot. The players have gotten bigger, stronger, faster. Injury considerations. But that's the evolution of the game, in my opinion, and they're just trying to figure it out on how to keep guys healthy. And I think sometimes science on the preventative side goes a little bit too far to the cuddling part, yeah. You know. But, you know, I think me personally, that narrative was created by guys who are veterans and organizations who are specifically going after championships. And we got to be realistic here. Not every organization is going after a championship.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. All righty, before we let you run, this March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and Kentucky legend and former All-Star Jamal Mashburn is teaming up with Exact Sciences and the Blue Hat Foundation to challenge people 45 and older to box out colon cancer by getting screened for the disease. I know this is something that's very important to you. Just tell us what we're doing.
Yeah, you know, it's important for people 45 and older to get screened. I was impacted by colon cancer with my mother, Helen Mashburn. She was diagnosed, ironically, in my best season of my NBA career when I became an All-Star in 2003. If she'd have got screened earlier, probably wouldn't have to deal with some healthcare hurdles that we had to deal with. And she lived a long life and everything. Like, it was 18 years in remission, passed away pre-COVID from a heart condition. But I understand the impact that, you know, as a caregiver and as a son, how it impacts not only the person who has colon cancer, but everybody around you, the caregivers and everything like that, and how it impacts that. My mother didn't want to burden me through that season. And when I finally saw her, my mother would carry around 200 pounds at 5'11". When I saw her, she was 100 pounds. You know, so the disease is preventable. And I've often looked at life as in professional sports. It's almost like the older you get, the trimmer you have to be, and if you want to have success. So why not use that health is wealth mentality going into life? And if there's certain things that we can prevent or have open dialogue that shares information with others. And I think as men, sometimes we don't want to talk about health at all. You know what I mean? It's just not a topic of conversation for whatever reason. But we need to have that dialogue. And that's how I was impacted about it. I don't do a lot of things commercially, but when this opportunity came, it really hit close to home. And it was something that I wanted to get behind because I had a personal experience with it.
Well, hey, it's a fantastic message and one that a lot of people need to hear. And enjoyed the chat. Appreciate you coming on into the studio today.
Thanks, man. Have a good time, man.
Yeah, you got it. Enjoy Joe Stone Crab, by the way.
Thank you. We'll do.
Make sure you say hello to Bones. We got to make sure Bones is happy. All right, he's Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a timeout. We'll come on back after these short messages. Update time. Here's the Act Man, Rich Ackerman.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18+. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
Spring training is here, and the free Odyssey app has everything you need to get ready for opening day. In-depth team coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country, exclusive interviews with players, managers, and MLB insiders, and podcasts dedicated to your favorite team. Listen live to the latest breaking news from around the league, or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. Baseball lives right here on the free Odyssey app.